on item seven. Everybody okay? Anybody need a break, or are we good to keep going? Good, got the thumbs. All right, we're good. All right, so item seven is our consideration and taking possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code 54953E and to make related findings. And Karen Levy is with us, our general counsel. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Nice to see everyone. This is the item that the board has been considering every 30 days under the law in order to continue virtual meetings of the board. You need to reconsider the situation and make a determination. Today we have a revised health officer recommendation from the county health officer. It was revised on April 15th. And we included that in the agenda packet for your consideration. Basically, the Board of Retirement meetings are open to the public. And so if they're not virtual, they are held in a physical location in the boardroom, and the public is welcome to attend. The board should keep in mind how to safely conduct meetings if the meetings are held in person during this pandemic. Going back to the county health officer's recommendation, I'll just highlight that they are encouraging the virtual meetings, online meetings at this point, because those present the lowest risk of transmission of the virus. They've noted that this is particularly important because of the local community rates of COVID-19, which are high. The recommendation states that the current trends as of April 15th, 2022, in COVID-19 case rates and COVID-19 hospitalizations have plateaued at this time, but wastewater surveillance data and COVID-19 test positivity has been increasing. Basically, if the board wishes to continue virtual meetings, you may do that. And in the agenda packet, there is the elements that are required under the law to be included in the determination. At this point, I'll open it up to questions, comments, discussion among the board about how to proceed.
Yeah, no, I'll just we'll add on to that. We have a somewhat related item, which is item nine on our agenda, which is the potential for canceling the May 4 meeting based on Gail's and my assessment of what's on the docket and whether a meeting's required. So there's a possibility under item nine, we would not meet on May 4 under any scenario, yet to be seen, but you know, keep that in mind as you discuss through this. Thoughts on virtual in place. I think, you know, from my perspective and Gail's, we want to get some idea of what the lean is in terms of returning to the boardroom, mindful of what Karen just provided us from the county health officer's most recent recommendations of April 15. But, you know, for planning purposes, for understanding what we're going to do, I think it's important to really socialize this and kind of get a sense here of what people's inclination is in terms of returning to regular meetings. So with that, I'll throw it out there. See what people have to say, if anything.
When I have my hand up, if you want to call on me, Scott.
Yes, I'm sorry. You know what? Your hand is up in the corner and I couldn't see
it. I know. I need to come up with a different, like a pink hand or, you know, fuchsia hand or something.
Green hand.
Show up. Yeah. Anyway, no, I'm fine with this continuing remote for a lot of reasons. In Board of Supervisors, we were back in person. But we're in really, really large chambers and we're very far away from the public. And we even have plexiglass between us. And I feel very safe in that environment because I'm not coming in contact with people that I don't know or people that I don't know, you know, whether they're healthy or not. And yeah, our numbers are slightly climbing. And I, you know, the statistics show that a lot of people have already had COVID in the community, but for a lot of reasons, it makes a lot of sense to keep doing what we're doing. We continue to renew on the Board of Supervisors our 30 days because all of our subcommittees and all of the commissions that are under the county are meeting remotely. And for now, we feel like it's a safer approach. It's, benefits us from greenhouse gas emissions. It also benefits those, particularly when we're on committees that might meet for a half an hour and it takes us 45 minutes to an hour to get to the meeting. And so there are a lot of reasons where I'm fine meeting remotely. And while we still have that ability to do so under the Brown Act and under the state of emergency. So, I'm good for another 30 days. I'm good even going through the summer until we really feel like things are settled. I'm happy to see all of you in person as well. But for now, this is a very easy way to ensure our safety as well as get business done.
All right. Thank you, Candace. Jerry Holcomb, your very bright orange hand is up.
That's quite true. You can borrow that anytime you want to, Candace.
Okay.
I agree 100% with what Candace said, and I would make a motion to that effect.
And I'll second it.
All right. So, the item we have, and I'm not suggesting we can't take up the motion, but the item 7 is the consideration of the resolution necessary to continue virtual meetings. Is the motion to adopt the resolution and make the findings required by Government Code 54953E? Is that my interpretation of the motion?
Yeah, it is. Thank you for fleshing that out for me.
And the second agrees.
All right, and the seconder agrees. So the question before the House is to adopt the resolution and make the required findings under 54953E of the Government Code. Any further discussion on this item?
If I may just clarify that we don't have a resolution for adoption. It is simply what is stated in the agenda in the memo, which is to authorize the board and its subcommittees to continue to conduct teleconference meetings for the next 30 days under Government Code Section 54953, Subdivision E, and make the findings that are listed. There are two findings that are listed on the memo.
Right. Okay. With that clarification, understood.
If a formal motion is not required, then I would withdraw that motion and simply endorse what General Counsel said.
A motion is required. A motion and a vote are required. Right. Yes.
The motion's required. In my restatement of the motion, I invoke the concept of a resolution. There is no written resolution. The board can resolve by motion to do something, but Karen's correct. There's not a resolution in the packet that would provide for this action and these findings. So the board can and should proceed by motion, though it's an action item, requires affirmative action of the board. So we do have a motion and a second, which would be to make the required findings under 54953E of the Government Code. Any further discussion or opinion on the matter? All right, seeing none, let's move on to a vote on this item. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Jabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
All right, that motion passes unanimously to provide for the next 30 days. So we'll revisit the lay of the land in 30 days.